Welcome to the Christmas Crunch Podcast. It is only 48 days until Christmas Day. Have you procrastinated in getting your Christmas plans together? Well, you're not alone, and I want to help. Hey, everyone. I'm Chris Ann Blair, Christmas coach and founder of ChristmasOrganizing.com, and I'm guiding you through 24 days of creating a Christmas plan so you can calm the Christmas chaos for 2019. Today is day 7 of our Christmas Crunch, and our topic for today is Christmas shopping. Christmas shopping. What comes to mind when you hear these two words together? For most people, it is either a sinking feeling in the stomach or excitement, but with the knowledge that if you plan to give gifts, you must complete this task. With that in mind, let's talk about a few ways to help take some of the stress out of Christmas gift shopping. The first question to ask yourself is, where and how do you prefer to Christmas shop? This question is so important because if you dislike shopping around a lot of people, for example, explore how to avoid people by utilizing online shopping, smaller boutiques, catalogs, and the now popular way to order online and pick up at the store, all of which can help you reduce stress at Christmas. On the other hand, if shopping online makes you nervous because of gifts not arriving on time and other issues, explore local options for shopping in person. Giving gifts to people, in my opinion, is truly a labor of love because most of us put thought into the gifts we buy and do not just head out to the store with no idea of what someone would like. Using your gifting groups form, make a Christmas shopping list of gifts you still need to purchase. One idea is to make multiple copies and write the store, event, or website on the top and then list all the gifts you need from that location. If you will be shopping online or using layaway, use the internet purchase tracking and layaway tracker forms to track purchases you make on the internet and to record your layaway purchases. These forms will come in handy close to Christmas. Making time for shopping. Your shopping list is now complete, and now you must decide when you want to shop. This may sound like an easy task, but you should take time to plan it out. If you think about it, there are most likely days you do not want to shop. With a little bit of planning, you can make your shopping trips more enjoyable, quicker, and more productive. Mark on your calendar your shopping dates, and if you want to attend any special shopping events, now is the time to look up all the information about the event and put the dates and times on your calendar so you do not forget. If you need to buy a ticket for the event, call or email the event and ask when the tickets go on sale and fill in your calendar with the date. Shopping can take up a lot of time during the holidays, depending on how many people are on your gift list. One solution to help with this task is to ask others in your household to help you with the shopping. There are several ways to accomplish this task, and you can make it fun for everyone. How can you have your family help you with Christmas shopping? Don't let Christmas shopping add extra stress during the holidays. Divide and conquer and go shopping with a plan. Be sure to check out the Christmas Crunch page on ChristmasOrganizing.com for the day-by-day topic list and for information on joining the Candy Cane Club via Patreon to get full access to all the materials in the Christmas Crunch, including over 100 forms to use in your Christmas notebook. Membership starts as little as $1 a month and includes early releases of books, materials, podcasts, and more. Tomorrow's topic for the Christmas Crunch is Christmas gift storage. It is so important to know what you have and where you have hidden your gifts to reduce stress at Christmas. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to join our newsletter email list and like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. You can find all the links at ChristmasOrganizing.com. Merry Christmas, everyone.